This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First, let's talk team-wise, the game that you guys just played. You guys, sometimes, I know you scored 8 goals, but I almost want to talk about the defense because it seemed like defensively is kind of what led you guys to be able to get up ice quick, get into transition, and get into your offense, didn't it?
Yeah, I think we did a good job at not giving up much in the D zone and then forcing them to try and rush a play or make a play, and we turn it over and attack off that. And I think that's when we're at our best is off the rush and making plays off the rush. So if we keep playing good D like that, we'll get more rush chances.
Did it feel like a fresh start for you? You know, you had a little bit of a break mentally, physically. Did coming into the game, you all looked like you were flying. I mean, did it feel like a fresh start for you?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, for me personally, the season hasn't gone again how I want it to. But, you know, right now I'm just looking at the team. And, you know, we got to win these games here to try and have a push at the end. And, you know, that's what I'm focused on. And, you know, I'm going to go out there and just going to try and play game by game and not think about what's going on this season.
You had to grow confidence this line right away. Jack causes a turnover, walks in and scores right off the bat. That has to grow confidence for your line right away, doesn't it?
For sure. I mean, just getting one early like that as a fresh line, it's nice. And I don't care what anyone says, Quinter meant to go 5-hole there.
I asked him if he meant to do a changeup, and he said yes.
Yeah, I've seen him do that shot 100 times in practice, so he knows what he's doing.
Talk about Jordan. Jordan Greenman, you guys didn't have him for a long time, and I don't know if fans totally realize what he brings to the game. Tell me, what does he mean to your hockey team to have him back?
Yeah, he means a lot. You know, he brings everything for us. You know, he's physical. He's hard to play against. You know, and he also makes a lot of really good plays. He hangs on to pucks. You know, he gets it back. He's a huge killer for us, and, you know, he's also a big voice in this room. So, you know, he truly brings it all for us.
His anticipation kind of amazes me sometimes. It looks up top like he knows what the other team's going to do before they do sometimes, and he causes the turnover, which leads to opportunities for you guys sometimes. It doesn't maybe always turn into offense for him, but it sometimes turns into offense for his line mates, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, he's so smart at reading the game and you know, creating those turnovers. You know, he just knows what the other team's going to do, and he finds a way to make them turn it over. So yeah, it's awesome playing with him.
Lindy told us he's challenged you guys with 5-game segments now for the end of the season. Now you look at the 5-game segment before the break, you're 4-1, so you've done it now. He's talking about getting 7 points out of 10. Is that, how do you look at it when he puts that in front of you? Do you look at it as a daunting task of 5, or do you still look at it, we got to win this game, and then we'll go win the next one, and then we'll see where we're at the end of 5 games?
Yeah, I think it really breaks it down for us, and it makes it simple for us and gives us a goal. You know, you don't look too far ahead. You just focus on, you know, each and every game one at a time, and, you know, focus on those segments, and it really gives us a goal, and, you know, I think it's going to help us a lot.
Dylan, what's been the key to this offense since you got back from Western Canada? You guys have put a lot of pucks in the net here the last 5 or 6 games.
I think we've, you know, we've been playing with confidence. You know, we got to a point in the season there where, you know, we weren't feeling it, and we're like, you know, we're just going to go out and, you know, play the way we can, make plays, and, you know, play the right way, and, you know, guys have been getting rewarded for it. So, you know we can score goals, and, you know, we just got to keep it going.
Pace, I mean, you guys talk about pace a lot. The first period Saturday was at pretty close to maximum efficiency in terms of pace.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple hard practices after the break to get us back into game shape quick, so, you know, that helped a lot. And, you know, I think we kind of kept that up throughout most of the game, and that's what we need to keep doing is playing full 60.
You look at the last 9 games, you're 6-3, and if you analyze it, Nashville might have been the only bad one. I mean, it seemed like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you, as a team, you played 8 out of 9 pretty good games, didn't you?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I think we've definitely been playing some good hockey lately, and even before, I think we've played some good games, but just couldn't translate them into wins. But you know, now we've been finding a way to get the win and hold on to those leads. And it's just about getting better each and every game and learning from each game, but also just focusing on the one that's next.
I know people say your top players have to be your top players. How dominant have Tage and Darlene been these last five or six games?
Yeah, they've been incredible. You can really see that they're playing with confidence and trusting their abilities and making plays, and obviously that's what we want them to do. They're both superstars in this league and a lot of fun to watch.